Now we go for our tafsir of the Noble Quran, and we continue looking at selected verses from Surah Ar-Rahman. Now, Surah Ar-Rahman is the 55th Surah of the Noble Quran. Up until this point, we've looked at the opening verses all the way till verse number 45. And in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His supreme power. Allah speaks about the many bounties that man enjoys. He also speaks about life after death and preparation for that. And there are many of the harrowing scenes of Qiyamah that are described very vividly in the verses of Surah Ar-Rahman. Thereafter, in verse number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to state, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Whoever feared standing before his sustainer, for him are two gardens. And there will be two wonderful gardens for the person who always feared in this world, that there will come a time when I will have to stand before my Allah and give account of every single deed. And because of this fear, the person, him or her, abstains from the disobedience of Allah. And the person is then motivated to trod the path of righteousness and to move on to doing good deeds. And there's an amazing incident with regards to this particular verse. That during the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, there was a youngster who was exceptional in terms of his spirituality and piety. He would frequent the masjid and listen intensely to the ahadith narrated by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Umar radiallahu anhu also admired this young boy's dedication. He had an elderly father, and every night after performing Isha, the young man would visit his father. On his way, he would pass by the door of a woman who had become infatuated by him. One night, as he was walking by, the lady began to entice him until he finally succumbed and followed her. And as they entered her home, he recalled a verse of the Noble Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Verily, those who are the pious, when an evil thought comes to them from shaitan, they remember Allah, and they then see the guidance. And this is a verse from Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 20. After reciting this verse, or after remembering this verse, the young boy fell onto the ground unconscious and had to be carried to the home of his father. He remained in this state until a third of the night had passed. And when he opened his eyes, his father asked him what had happened. And he narrated the entire incident, what had transpired. His father then asked him, "My dear son, which verse did you recite?" And the youngster recited the very same verse, verse number 20 from Surah Al-A'raf. And as he recited the verse for the second time, he fell unconscious again. Now, this time, his family and neighbors tried to revive him, but it was in vain. He'd already passed out. They performed his ghusl, dressed him in the burial shroud, and buried him the same night. And the next morning, the news reached Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu about his demise. Umar radiallahu anhu went to the home of the father to console him. He then went to the Qabristan, the graveyard, and he stood by the grave. And he recited the verse, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. But for him who fears the standing before his Almighty, there will be two gardens of paradise, which is verse number 46 from Surah Rahman. And subhanallah, from the grave, the young man replied, Allah has already granted this to me twice in Jannah. Allah has already granted me this twice in Jannah. This is the piety of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handsomely rewards a person who abstains from haram. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer will you deny?